Morning, everybody. It's Will Bowen here. Teddy over there, as you can see. He's had his breakfast, and so he is now taking his nap. I'm really glad to be with you. I'm sorry I'm a couple of minutes late. I was working on this software that I purchased, or not purchased, it's free, to do podcasts, and it is the weirdest thing. I worked on it last night, yesterday afternoon, for several hours, was 100% sure that I had it. And then this morning, there's supposed to be a little button that says start streaming, and there's no button. I'm even looking at it right now. So, you know, best laid plans. It's an interesting thing. I'm sure once I totally get this figured out, it's going to be awesome. But for right now, it does not seem to be working. So I'm going to shut it down and be grateful that you all are here with me this morning and that Teddy is here and that I can still do this even when the software isn't working. Good morning, Jerome. Teddy says good morning to everybody. That is the most active dog you have ever seen, except when he's on camera, which is good because, like I said, W.C. Fields, quote, never share the stage with animals or children. I want to thank you again for those of you who continue to share this program every day. Yesterday, I think we had dozens, which was really exciting. And this is an interesting weekend. This is Easter weekend. It's a weekend when a lot of people tend to go out and families tend to get together. And churches, of course, this is a very big day for them. And yet people are not going to be allowed to be together. So I'm sure there's a lot of ministers who are working feverishly on their talks today. Good morning, Lynn. Glad you are here. Trying to figure out exactly how they are going to put a spin on this that inspires their congregation and fills them with hope. One of the things I learned early on as a minister is that your job is hope. Your job is to give people hope. And really, hope is what we need. It's the thing that keeps us going. It's the thing that calms our minds so that we can actually begin to think creatively about things and not get caught up in just the hamster cage in our head, just running over and over and over again. So I'm watching the numbers actually as people are beginning to file in the room. This is kind of like doing a speech at a conference. It's so interesting. I've noticed that still to this day, after decades of professional speaking, that, like I used to joke in church, you only need a back pew because that's where everybody wants to sit. They want to be as far away as possible. And I find that when it comes to speaking venues, that is true as well. And also that people tend to want to get in there as late as possible. And I think it's partly because in so many cases, both churches and professional speaking, audiences have been disappointed many times. They've had many forgettable moments instead of something inspiring, entertaining, and educational. So good morning, everybody. I'm really, really glad you are here working on more and more new processes to improve this, testing another new background this morning. And I can see I'm so not used to wearing contacts. My eyes tend to be kind of red. So I need to find something that's going to take care of that. All right, everybody, here's what I want to talk to you about today and what I wanted to talk about yesterday. But yesterday I found myself wanting to share with you, you know what I realized? If I don't have this software, I can't do today what I was going to do yesterday. So I'm just going to talk about it and then I will share it with you in a future jumpstart. And that is, we want to jumpstart see me. Notice me, see me. One of the challenges with being quarantined and being away from people at work is we say, oh, I miss other people. And we do. I mean, we literally have a craving. We're social animals. We're like, I take Teddy every afternoon. Good morning, Gail. Good to see you. Sherry, good morning. Lori Ann is here, and so is Lynn. Good morning to you all. Every night, I take Teddy over to the park next door. And in fact, I think I may have told you, there's another dog, looks just like him, and his name is Teddy as well. And so the two Teddies get together and they start playing and they start running around and chasing each other and stealing each other's ball and stealing each other's rope and all this kind of stuff. And sometimes when I take Teddy for a walk, he simply doesn't want to go. He wants to just, he will literally sit and then he'll wrap his little paw around the leash like, I'm not going. His little 10-pound self with me and my 190-pound self. So he's going to stop me from going forward. What he wants to do is he wants to turn around and go to the park, because at the park there are other dogs. Now, hold on to that thought, and I want to tell you about magician Darren Brown. Darren Brown, if you've got time on Netflix, I absolutely love Darren Brown is his name. It's not the typical spelling of Darren, I don't think. Anyway, Google him, then watch him. Darren Brown. Anyway, he does this thing where it's reality magic, and he's in Central Park in New York City. Now, he's worked all this out behind the scenes. He has got police to cordon off and make sure only like one person, a couple of people are allowed to get through this particular area in which he's in. And he has hired 40 actors to pretend that they are just park goers, you know, mothers and fathers with little children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then just as this man is walking through, this one non-actor, he pops up and says, hey, everybody, I'm going to do some magic, blah, 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 blah. I need a volunteer. And then he goes, you, sir. And of course, he picks the one guy who's not an actor. Now, he then sits the guy down in a chair, just like I'm sitting, and he throws a blanket over him. And then he tells everybody in the crowd that he's going to make him invisible. And so then ultimately he does all this abracadabra, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, the dude's sitting there in a blanket surrounded by actors. They then pull the blanket off and all of the actors go, oh, where did he go? Where did he go? And the guy gets this look on his face like, oh, what? And he goes, he's invisible. They made him disappear. And the guy is just like, really? Really? I'm invisible? Like, you can't see me? You know, you can't see me? And everybody's just going, where did he go? Where is he? And this guy now has this superpower, one of the three great superpowers of invisibility, and he's invisible. And so now the actors then resume their park going activities, and the guy who thinks he's invisible, okay, starts going up and stealing people's food, getting right in front of people's faces, going ha 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 ha, and all of this. And he loves it. The guy absolutely loves being invisible. Good morning, Michelle. He loves being invisible for about 8 minutes. That's it. And then all of a sudden, he goes from nobody can see me to nobody can see me. Nobody can see me. And that is a desperate feeling. That taps into something primordial, something deep down in our souls. Because one of the things that we are missing in this scene is being seen. We say that we miss other people. We want to see other people. And that's wonderful, and we do. And when we first see them and we're first able to hug people, et cetera, and I have an idea that social distancing is going to come back together really, really slow. But once we are able to start seeing people again, it's not just that we want to see them. We want to be seen. And what I wanted to show you this morning, had the software worked like like it did yesterday several times in real life tests, and I'm going to figure this out. What I want to show you, and I will show you in a future Jumpstart, Michelle, I'm glad you're here, because Michelle actually sent me a video. She lives in a high-rise condo complex in Brickell, which is part of Miami. And down there, spontaneously, I presume, a while back, I think it's been a week to 10 days, Somebody started hollering off the balcony, hollering, there's my Southern thing, shouting from the balcony, screaming from the balcony, just whooping and hollering. And somebody else got a pot and pan. Now, you know this. You know that people are doing this in New York. The thing is, when you hear literally hundreds of people with pots and pans and screaming and hitting the pots and pans, going up and down the entire building. And it was actually in the Miami Herald. I don't know if you saw this. But in addition to that, the fire department at the exact same time to be part of this slowly went up and down the road with the sirens going and the red lights going. Now, why were these people doing this? To connect with one another? Yes. But think about what the word connect means, really. I mean, connect doesn't just mean I see you. We begin to panic when we're not seen, just like the man in the Darren Brown Netflix special who thought he was invisible. There is something inside of us that wants to be seen. Good morning, Linda. Glad you joined us. We need to be seen. See me. I'm still here. That's what the people were saying from their balconies. And they continue to do this every single night. And I think that's going to be one of the shames, one of the things we're going to miss. You're already seeing companies saying, well, wait a minute, why were we spending all this money on long distance travel, hotels, people out of the office when we can continue to meet in Zoom? So you're going to continue to see a lot of things that are changing going forward simply because we've been exposed to them. And some of them are going to remain somewhat. I think some of the things we're going to lose is people shouting off of our balconies, not only to connect, but to testify to their own being there. We want to be seen. We want to be noticed. Hey, notice me should be tattooed on every one of our foreheads, starting with me. There's plenty of space up here. I am an extrovert. I am like Jerry Seinfeld said. You know, Jerry Seinfeld said, I can talk to all of you. I just can't talk to any of you. And I get that way. When I first meet people, I'm just as anxious as everybody else. I've gotten to where I've gotten real good at it. And you know what the secret is? Ask them about themselves. Don't talk about yourself. Most people are so dying inside to talk about themselves. Ask them about themselves, rather. And what you'll do is you'll find little things that you can contribute as well, which means contribute as well means be noticed, be part of the conversation, be there. I know a lot of people who are wallflowers, and I'm here to tell you, some of the greatest professional speakers are introverts. They still want to be noticed. They still want to be seen. Greg, good morning from Dallas. Sunny Dallas. All right. Dwayne is here. Wonderful morning from Dwayne. And I see somebody else has joined us. Oh, Luana, I have plenty of space right here. Yes. Okay. So we all want to be noticed. What we are missing in this corona pandemic, in this quarantine, is not just being around other people. Because honestly, let's be straight up. Most people are a pain in the neck. Until we train our minds to appreciate them for being unique individuals. If you're having problems in this world, it tends to be with other people. And I was thinking about that. I wonder how many fewer family arguments are happening during this quarantine time. I was even thinking about so many people have social anxiety. They get uncomfortable being around other people. I imagine those people might actually either be enjoying this or at least having a time to reflect on this, such that they feel more healed and more whole when they come out of this. Hey, Brazil, welcome. Oh, Lua, welcome. Yes, from Brazil. Very grateful to have you here. So this morning we got Dallas checking in. We got Brazil checking in. Wonderful to have you all here with us this morning. So I notice that some of you, even though there's way more than you, there's only about 10 or 15% of you that actually write a comment and say hi or something like that. And that's totally okay. I know, though, that saying hi is one way to be noticed. And it's something that we are actually all missing right now, is having other people see us. And it's not quite the same being on Zoom or anything like that. Virtual reality is not reality. We want to be in someone else's space to begin to vibrate with them. And that's what I was talking about earlier when I said that I take Teddy to the dog park. Now, when I take Teddy into the park, he may see 15 to 20 people. And he'll kind of strain at the lead, you know, wanting to get off and play and everything. But if he sees another dog, he strains against the lead, rears up, wanting to go out and wanting to go play. Why? Because he sees the other dog. Now, when he goes over there, what does he try and do? Does he come up and go, hey, let me look at you? Well, he might go up, you know, let me smell a few things. But mostly what he's saying is, notice me, see me, let's play, engage with me. And that is part of what we are missing right now. So what I want you to do today is to understand that it is normal for you to have that. Part of all of the feelings we're having right now during this time, fear that there's an invisible virus that can kill us and the people we love, part of all of that is not just fear. There are so many other things, as we've talked about before, such as a lack of feeling like our identity is being validated because we get our validation from our work. And part of it is a feeling of loneliness and not being around other people. But having that loneliness fulfilled is not just being invisible in a room with someone. Those of you who maybe have had marriages or relationships where you just felt like, I'm here in this room and I'm not with them. I'm with them, but I'm not with them. Know what I'm talking about. We all need to be noticed. I think about the movie Papillon, when he is the real one with Steve McQueen. And he is in solitary confinement and he grabs the bars and pulls himself up here and up and he goes, I'm still here, you bastards. There is something inside of us that wants to make the world know we're still here. So, again, going full circle to what we've talked about before, let me acknowledge real quick. Cindy is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Grateful to see you. Very glad. Glad to see you as well. Raquel is, I don't know where Raquel is from, but great to see you, Raquel. And Jerry is here as well. How are you going to come out of this? However this comes out and however slowly or quickly. And the person we need to acknowledge us and get to know us the best is us. Us. We spend so much time trying to get validation, etc., from other people. And the person whom we need the validation from, the person we spend the most time with, is ourselves. And it tends to be the person whom we validate the least. It tends to be the person we are most critical of. I remember a guy, I was in ministerial school, that he would never say a harsh word to another person. Oh my gosh. As my mama used to say, sugar wouldn't melt in his mouth, honey. He was so sweet, sugar wouldn't melt in his mouth, except when he talked about himself. Good morning, Mark. Glad you are here. Whenever he talked about himself, he was critical. I remember one time he dropped his books off his desk and he said, way to go, dummy. Come on, people. We need to treat ourselves better. I once heard this saying, it's not unique to me, but I've repeated it so many times, and that is that how we treat other people is a reflection of how we treat ourselves. How we treat other people is a reflection of how we treat ourselves. And so one of the things we need to do is to treat ourselves exceptionally well with loving kindness. With loving kindness. Love means unconditional acceptance and looking for the good. Take that in for a second. Spend the day giving yourself unconditional acceptance, no matter what you look like, no matter what the scale says, no matter what you drop, no matter what you do, no matter if the software you have worked all day on doesn't work. To me, it's actually kind of funny. Before I really worked on self-love, that would have really been upsetting to me, and I probably wouldn't have been able to be present for you as I have been this morning. And yet I know in the grand scheme of things, it's not me, and it doesn't really matter. So unconditional acceptance and looking for the good. What is good about you? We've talked about practicing the gratitude. Try saying what you're grateful about yourself. What are you grateful about yourself? I am grateful of this. I am grateful about this about myself. I am grateful about this. Try practicing that and saying those things about yourself. And practicing kindness. Louie and I have a boss who is a pain in the yes. I started to apply meditation, Buddhist meditation. I really surprised when I realized that I couldn't love her or the situation that I learned something about myself. I'm not that kind of a good person as I thought I was. And two, I have the issues with her, but with her behavior, bad behavior. And of course, what I don't like about her is something unresolved. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful metaphysical comment, Lua. Lua, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. My daughter's name is Leah, and it's spelled L-I-A. Lua is your name. It's a very important metaphysical saying. If you spot it, you got it. The things that bother me about other people are the things that I have yet to heal in myself. I have found that to be true. Now, you can slice that very thin, and I have done so with many people. And it tends to hold up pretty well. I just realized I could have moved this down a little bit further, and you could have seen me even better from the very beginning. And we are about to wrap up. So I'm going to give you some homework. And I'm going to take tomorrow off, because tomorrow's Easter, and I've been doing this for about 10, 12 days. By the way, if you go to Will Bowen Video, let me type that in. Will Bowen Video, that is my YouTube channel. If you would like to binge watch some of my videos, my camera. I'm doing a whole new setup this weekend. I've got a new camera coming in. WillBowenVideo.com. There we go. Will, if you go to WillBowenVideo.com, which I'm not seeing the post I just did, I have over 500 videos in there that you can watch if you want to binge watch. Don't let it overwhelm you. Just find something, pick it, and give it a watch. So anyway, here is your homework, and I will see you then on Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Your homework is every time you pass a mirror between now and then, you are to look at that mirror, look in your own eyes, and smile. That's it. Just smile. I don't know about you, but I was raised to sort of dislike the mirror. I find that I don't look at the mirror. And when I do, I tend to look critically. That's true for most of us. I have a good friend who's I have several who are models and former models. And they themselves still struggle with that very idea of finding themselves attractive. I'm still trying to put this link in there. It didn't seem to go. I'll bet when I'm done, it will be in there twice. Every time you walk past a mirror, and get this, I should show you here. Let's go off camera. My entire home, the wall, is covered in mirrors to bounce back the light from the ocean. So I'm going to be smiling a lot this weekend, and I invite you to do the same. If you're leaving comments, for some reason my comments no longer are showing up, they're all grayed out, and I don't know what's going on. So that shows me that both I and my computer, my camera, all need a day off. So I'm going to take tomorrow off, and I will see you all on Monday. Listen, you are blessed, and you are a blessing to so many people. Every time you pass a mirror, look yourself in the eye and smile. Smile. It's not just enough to look yourself in the eye. Oh, I check my makeup or whatever, just put my contact in. Give yourself a smile and watch what goes on in your head. Talk to yourself like you're talking to somebody you just started dating. Talk to yourself like you're talking to somebody you really want to like you. Because if you like you, it's easier to like everybody else. And everything you want to accomplish becomes so much easier because you're doing it for somebody you love. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy today, and I will talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.